action. So, hi, Phil.
Hi, Libby.
Phil One.
Oh, this is way too loud.
It's way too what?
Loud. People
loud.
Can hear
the
us.
The mic, I know.
Winning author Lee Jensen sit in for a little bit.
All right. Have a seat,
what?
Lee.
Come on, Lee.
Oh, good. We'll just let those two talk.
Sorry, no, I was kind of thinking.
What?
You're making fun of me already.
No, I said we'll just let you two talk.
I'm not a host tonight.
You two can just talk.
I, Phil 2, am not a host tonight.
Phil 2 is not a host tonight.
You need to talk kind of
loud. He's in the rock and roll band that's about to be playing.
What's that?
Les Dirty Frenchmen.
I'm in Les Dirty Frenchmen.
Phil 2 is going to rock and roll tonight.
This is living proof that Roger's running out of bands to put on the radio show.
Yeah, he asked me to play next week.
All right, is that going to be our Phil Squared project?
Yeah, hey,
ooh,
we should do that.
That's a good idea.
I know.
We need a drummer.
We need a drummer and we want a girl singer for
yeah.
that, right?
Yeah.
What are you looking at me for?
the
last time I checked,
girl.
You filled both of those requirements.
Yeah, you got Sarah Hassel's in the house for the drums for you. There you go.
Oh, there we go.
There we go.
It'd be like
girl
Phil
drummer too.
It'd be Phil Two Shell.
Phil Two Shell. Not bad. Not
or
bad.
Or Phil Squared Shell.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Phil Shell Squared.
Phil Shell. Yeah. Phil Shell Squared. Anyway.
So what have you been doing lately, Lee?
Besides not writing for Yadzine.
I understand.
He's making
how come
faces.
I always get the I thought you were
gonna
be in town like at 8 o'clock.
I'm sure that's sounding really good.
I thought you were gonna be in town at like 8 o'clock.
This one seems to be fine.
That's okay.
The Yahtzee server is always down. So
it'll never be down again. It's on the new machine
yeah,
I've now.
Heard that one before.
It's on the Boss Hog server instead of the Pearl Jam server.
Big difference.
Big difference. Mm.
Phil and I have another kissing contest, you know.
A kissing contest?
A kissing contest.
Pissing. Okay.
Kissing.
Yeah, we'll do that again. The column a day.
We could do that.
Okay, we'll do it again.
I can't
I'm
going to
write shorter columns.
Driving me crazy.
Shorter columns of greater quality.
About you defecating?
Maybe
yeah.
It should be a...
I should do more shit stories.
How about a little
shit
different...
Stories?
How about you take turns, though?
Take turns?
Yes. And the columns have to be... Like one
Lee,
of you go
I
first.
I get Monday, Wednesday,
yep. And then the next
Friday,
day Lee would go and like
Thursday,
he'll,
Saturday, or
he'll
something.
Rebuff your
it's like
column.
Some days off.
How about we both write about the same topic and see what
there you
better.
Go.
Garters for response.
Okay, yeah,
and maybe
maybe we could get suggestions on the
yep.
on the board about what we should write about.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Do you think we'll get suggestions every day? Because I notice Lee never gets the comments on his column.
Never.
That's because his people don't understand what he writes. I don't want to think.
Dumb it down, man.
Thinking hurts
yeah,
my head.
You're
going
to have to dumb it down a little, Lee.
Where's just, that feedback
this
coming
is, from? This is an exercise in writing for your audience.
Just pretend you're me and write.
just you know, imagine a lot of people who aren't as smart as you. And just write for them. That's your audience. People who aren't.
So imagine
just dumb it down a little. Oh man. See, I dumb all my writing down. I prefer dumb writing, I guess, when I'm
which
writing.
Isn't too difficult for you.
Well, I guess not.
There we go. It's already
Ouch!
Started.
Ouch.
So what? Justin standing here doing
Justin.
The Justin thing.
And Phil needs a nipple for his drink.
A nipple?
That's a shot, Phil. It's not supposed to be sipped.
I tell you,
drink
man,
it.
I'm going to throw up if I drink it too fast.
The last show, Les Dirty Frenchmen played, Phil was drinking out of his shoe.
I know.
I was not.
Yummy.
I'm trying to prevent
Phil too,
that.
Phil too.
I'm trying to prevent that from happening ever again.
Tonight,
Phil.
Phil
was stalking Amy Hawker.
Huh?
Phil was stalking Amy Hawker.
Are you stalking Amy Hawker, Phil?
No.
Is she coming out tonight?
I don't think so.
Who's Amy Hawkard?
The news lady.
News lady.
A Fox
yeah.
News.
She's
Fox
the news
lady.
Fox.
I thought Jim Shaw was the news fox.
Fox News or not.
That one.
So you had a class with her, Lee, right?
I remember from MathCon.
You better savor the moment.
Oh, does she have dark hair?
Yeah, it was really long.
You should probably interview her for Yahtzee then.
Do you think that you should get her to be a Yahtzee girl?
I'm stuck in the KFC weather bay.
What? Yeah.
That would increase the traffic.
Amy Hawker being on Yahtzee.
Who's Amy Hawker?
That would be like on the front page of the paper or something.
Amy Hawker
poses for a local website.
Yeah, I can already see
local
that.
Local titty
that's
website.
That's not going to happen, I don't think.
Yeah, local wank zine.
Local wank zine, there we go. Sawed off. Sawed off says indie site.
I hate that site.
I'm getting sick of it. That Clash and Stones comment that they had the other day, that was the most ridiculous thing I've ever read. I really seriously think that those guys have really poor taste in music.
I think they're all drunk.
Yeah, and they're drunk. Like they're the whole site is about slagging, and they're starting to run out of like interesting things to say. Like it's starting to get. At first I was like, oh, this is fun, and then like now I still check it every day.
They have four bookmarks and that's it.
Yeah. Yeah, they keep talking about the same sites. I'd kind of like it if they'd like, you know, find some other people.
If they'd mention us more.
Yeah, if they'd mention us more, it'd probably hold my interest.
We should write some really, really bad reviews.
I can do that. They said my reviews that I recently wrote were forgettable, so.
Oh.
You should repost them. And see if they remember that they'd read them already.
they reposted, and then we're like, ha!
We should write one review that we use for any record that gets like a 1.5 or less.
That would be
and
a good idea.
Just use the same review.
Like, do it for like a month or something.
Like a Mad Lib review. We just replace the band name.
Of course, then we'd start getting buddy head comments. About, you know, I can't understand why people like the... Do you like reading the record reviews at Pitchfork, or
no.
Do you ever read those?
No, I tried today.
Or like Delusions of Adequacy, any of those websites that do like really long record reviews?
Like Rolling Stone reviews?
Like
they have a personal anecdote about the band?
Well, they have like, they try and make it so narrative, like they'll try and like have some story that they'll tell before they actually break into whether or not the record is good. And it's like... it's boring. Like I try and skim over it and try to get to the part whether or not they say the record is good. And it seems like these blogs, like Us Against Them and Indie Shite, I like Us Against Them a lot better than Indie Shite, actually. I never go there.
I forget about that one.
But anyway, they like long Rolling Stone quality record reviews, and that's the reason I like zines and stuff is because I can't stand hearing who's the guy who writes for Salon all the time, the music critic who always has top 10 lists. What the fuck is his name?
Let's just call him Leroy.
Leroy
Oppenheimer.
God, I can't think of his name. It's driving me nuts now.
Moving along, though.
So, Libby, do you go to a lot of websites?
Anyway, I hate long record reviews.
You know, not really. I don't have access to a computer very often. But I do go to the Yahtzee site quite a bit.
Well, that's good.
Yahtzee.
Well, I'm going to take my leave now.
Okay.
You guys can carry the rest of the show, okay?
Oh, good God.
I don't know.
Are you
going to
rock and roll now?
Myself.
What?
Phil, too, is very talkative tonight.
He's had a couple.
I think so. I should have a... Hey! Never mind. Nothing. Yeah, I don't know. What do you want to talk about?
I don't know. Let's talk about video games.
No. No.
Computers?
No.
The Vikings.
Pinball. Vikings?
Oh. What about them?
I don't know. I can't really go into Vikings.
I don't know anything either.
Oh, God. I have a...
You probably have something to say about the Vikings.
No, I have...
Nothing?
I have very little to say about
it. Oh, Justin's jumping in. It's already on, Justin.
It's on, Justin.
Talk.
Talk. Introduce yourself.
Woo-hoo. Hey, that one worked.
Yeah, it works. It's worked. Hey, Justin.
So how's Dart Records? Anything
new
with Dart?
Doing great. I don't know.
What's up next?
Need distro.
What?
Need some distro.
Some disco?
Distro.
Oh. Distro. Maybe you need some disco, too.
Resonators from Illinois. It's in the process.
What is? I can't hear you.
I love you, Jen.
This is the worst.
You can hear Chuck.
Oh, he's claiming equipment malfunction.
Ooh.
Justin's server.
The thing is that
his
everyone can
down.
Hear him. Everyone can already
well,
hear him.
Well, it's down from fine. Illinois. Called.
You sound like the bingo caller at Vic's.
Was that a band from Illinois?
Yeah.
What's their name?
The Resonators.
The Residents?
Resonators.
Oh, the Resonators.
Phil, you're not funny.
What?
You're not funny.
You know, if you had the Residents on your label, you'd probably sell a lot of records.
I probably would.
Yeah.
How many records? I'd probably actually make some money.
Yeah, I can't either. Maybe you should start your own distro.
Yeah, maybe.
Quit your job.
Maybe not.
And start a distro.
Yeah.
Do great. It. Everyone's doing it.
Great. Maybe I can carry some...
famous last words?
Against all authority or something.
Are you supposed to bring your problem? Yep.
I can't hear anything that anyone's saying.
I can't either.
You can't?
No. That's why I sat closer to you.
The music in the background.
That's really weird because...
That music's
back
pretty
up.
Lame,
it's
isn't
cool,
it?
Sir.
And my
that's
microphone's
really
falling
I'm
down.
I'm deaf as fuck, and I can hear all of you.
How fuck is
you're
this?
You're kind of used to that problem.
I always
you,
get
so.
The microphone that falls down.
Interesting metaphor, Justin.
Hey, look. Phil's got a limp microphone.
My microphone's limp.
Like
among
biscuit?
Other things.
Limp Bizkit. They're playing free at the Eagles
so,
tonight.
Hey,
God,
yeah.
How come you're not at Korn?
Fuck yeah.
I'm not at what?
You're not at Korn. You went to Kiss, but not Korn.
Yeah. Was Korn here?
Tonight,
actually.
Tonight.
Where?
The Fargo Dome.
Hey, don't leave us now.
Really?
Yeah, Korn of the K and a backwards R. You missed it.
They're like headlining?
Yeah, how playing
was,
with a local
how
band.
Was Kiss for you?
Kiss was rock and roll.
Hey, Phil, did you realize that Kiss is playing with a local band tonight? There was a battle of the bands and everything.
Kisses or Korn is?
Korn.
Oh, who won?
I don't know.
Later the Frenchman.
Justin, quit covering the microphone with your hand.
Quit giving oral sex to the microphone. It's very homoerotic sitting next to you, Justin. I don't like it.
I like how Justin touches the microphone.
Stop it.
Feel violated yet?
Microphone sex.
New meaning to the word deep throat.
Oh, my God. It's all the way in his mouth. Really.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Oh my God.
That's like Howard Stern type of stuff.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, now just take.
Hey, can you stick that microphone anywhere else?
Hey, y'all gonna
we'll
make me lose my
that.
Mind up here.
he's giving the mic head.
Actually,
it doesn't have any head.
You can see Justin on his website, justincam.com.
Hey, Phil, did you realize that no one owns
YachtyandCrush.com? Ross Crotch makes an appearance on occasion.
Really?
On website.
Are you buying it?
I was thinking it'd be kind of funny and putting the dart side on there.
Ah, yeah, that would be funny, wouldn't
thank
it?
Thank you,
Jen. Oh.
Then it would be funny if the dart website just disappeared.
Oh, no, I'm kidding.
Where do you host that dart website anyways?
Oh, I host it at www.yachtyandcom/dart.
Oh, yeah,
uh-huh,
that's what I thought.
Son of a gun.
I own this town, damn it.
Do you know what, though? Why does this always go to, like, computer stuff and website talk? Which is good and stuff, being that it's a webcast.
Okay.
But we're all geeks.
So what do you want to talk about, Lily?
I don't really know yet.
Crafts or something? I don't
crafts.
Know.
Crafts would be good.
Talk about crafts.
Well,
speaking of
let's
crafts,
get on crafts,
the Fargo Street Fair starts on Thursday.
Cheese fucking curds is all I have to say to that.
Cheese curds.
Cheese curds. Ow!
Do they have Pronto Pops at the store?
Breakfast,
store?
Lunch,
sure
and
do.
Supper of cheese curds.
How about roasted tacos?
I love those things.
Do you? Do you really? Are you
cheese
messing
curds?
With me?
Ask Katie.
Do you like the real cheese curds?
I've been
curds,
talking
like
about cheese curds.
Fair?
Yeah. Cheese curds.
Right
cheese
on.
Curds.
I like corn dogs. I would have to have a yearly corn dog.
Corn dogs are really good, too.
Don't touch that,
yeah.
Phil.
I need,
you don't
I
know where
that's
been.
I
don't know where that microphone
has
been.
Many Orify.
Orify? Yeah, I got that.
Okay,
but, you
know,
I just haven't ever used
it. I was told to dumb myself down
so
people
heard,
understand.
Yeah.
Did you go to the
not
fair?
Not with me, buddy.
Yeah, I did.
How was it?
I know. You're an MSU graduate,
go.
Are you not?
No, I'm not a graduate.
Either am I.
Like, that's what I heard.
I heard you're going
cool
there.
There goes my microphone again.
What's this vicious, scandalous rumor going on?
Well, I don't know who told me that. Mark. Blame Mark.
Mark's full of shit.
Okay.
Mark
so
is
you're
probably
not.
Drunk.
Are you denying that rumor?
I'm denying that.
All right.
Is that a definite
five,
no?
It's a definite no.
5 minutes till rock and roll.
I'm there. Okay. It's not that bad. I don't mind it. We're
so this is off-Broadway.
No. I'm fine.
I guess, do you need it for anyone else? All right. Thanks, man. Thanks.
Ooh, baby.
Yeah.
So what about those William Shatner commercials?
The new ones or the older ones?
Well, there's like 15 different ones.
I like
aren't
the
there?
Older ones.
Oh.
When he was more folk singer.
Oh, yeah.
I like the rock and roll singer.
Don't you? Oh.
With Lisa Loeb.
There's like indie rockers in those commercials.
Yeah.
I keep looking for them, but I never see them.
That looks really funny with those guys down there lining up in the dark. Like it's big, like
I
surprise
can't
rock
though.
Fest. Yeah, the Dirty Frenchmen are incognito.
Are they being
getting ready to play?
Will there be explosions and stuff?
Probably.
Like a kiss? That would be cool.
There'd be like homophobic comments too.
Yeah.
Phil, too. Stay
like
away.
The
stay away
like
from the flames.
Like
the nudes.
I was gonna say something, but I probably shouldn't.
I was gonna say something too. I bet it's the same thing. Yeah? No, not that. I was just gonna say, after you heard Cat Scratch Fever, did it make you want to eat pussy?
It made me want to give
Phil
a.
Always wants to eat pussy.
Actually, after hearing Cat Scratch Fever, I wanted to give Phil too a blowjob.
And you did.
The nudes would
in
be proud.
In the flooded basement of the Fargo Dome. You're
the nudes
gonna,
might hear
head.
This and hunt you down and kill
I'm sure
you
the nudes is listening.
With this shotgun, I bet he is, man.
We should be broadcasting in Spanish then.
Took me a minute
he
on
would
that
be
one,
pissed
but I got
off.
It.
What
yes,
the hell?
He
they're speaking Spanish.
And a gay guy at that.
There's a gay man speaking a different language. Kick his ass out of the country. Unless he eats pussy.
Then it's okay.
You're allowed to
well,
say if
you
eat pussy.
Have, what would his theory have been on women who heard Cat Scratch Fever? Would that in turn make
know.
Them want to eat
know.
Pussy?
I think so.
And then
lesbianism
lesbian.
Is okay with him.
Yeah,
is
I'm
it?
Sure lesbianism
yeah.
is
okay.
I can
fantasy.
See that. I can see that. The Nuge. I heard some interview with him on local radio station the day before the concert, and it was quite hilarious.
What did he say?
He basically he talked about guns and...
Oh. Eating pussy?
And no eating pussy, but... pussy. But,
let's,
about, oh,
let's
and
just say
keeping kids
on
the
kitty
straight
cat.
And narrow.
Oh,
kitty cat?
Well, that was good. It's good that he can mix such good messages with such weird ones.
Yeah, I know. He's a bizarre character, that Nuge.
Don't drink and drive, but shoot foreigners.
Didn't we talk about this on the last time that I just realized one of the lyrics in Cat Scratch Fever?
I don't
like,
know.
Like, I'll put my hand between your legs and make your pussy purr?
Something about scratching the cat?
Something about, yeah, or like... Yeah, making
yeah.
it purr, basically.
After hearing that whole comment, I have a whole different outlook on that song. I thought it had something to do with petting a cat.
Yeah, I think that's what he meant.
I really hope that buzzer keeps going.
I know. Why don't they just unlock the door? People have to buzz to get into this exclusive show.
Because there's a super-duper rock band tonight.
Yeah.
It's not like all those
control.
Other bad bands
security
that play.
Security is tight.
Did you have to buzz
Roger
to get into the Fargo Dome?
Roger is flashing 2 minutes at us.
What?
Did you have to buzz to get into the Fargo Dome?
2 seconds.
Yeah, you did.
Really?
No.
Did you go see the Dixie Chicks, though?
No, I didn't. Did you?
I did on Saturday in Minneapolis, actually.
Really?
Did you?
Yeah.
How was it?
How was it?
He's lying. You liar.
We picked up some redneck girls.
Shipley and Jenny went to the Dixie Chicks. They won tickets from my place of employment. Jeremy?
I heard something about Shipley and Jenny.
You know, it's kind of funny that this whole thing's being recorded for people to hear, but you're sitting right next
to
me. He did, and he loved it. Shipley loved the Dixie Chick.
Do the Dixie Chicks eat pussy?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Someone ought to play him Cat Scratch Fever. I'm going to have...
They covered that song.
Every guy should have a copy of Cat Scratch Fever to play. At home.
To make him a man?
No,
Would I eat a lot more pussy then?
If you're on a date, you got your friend over, yeah?
Shipley loves the Dixie Chicks.
Play a little Cat Scratch Fever.
FYI, I never said I love the Dixie Chicks. I said they put
he
on a good
He doesn't have
show.
To say it.
They
it's well known.
It's too late now. This has been broadcast all over the world.
They put on a good show, but
there's
I don't
thousands
like
of people listening.
Did she go to Dwight Yoakam?
He's wearing a Dixie
I heard
Chicks
he paid,
shirt.
I heard he paid like $75 for the
Dixie
tickets.
Dixie Chicks Eat World.
He had backstage passes.
Wow.
Well, I think that the band's going to be coming on any time now. Oh, no.
So those sparkling, clean Englishmen are going to be playing tonight?
Or late Dirty Freshmen, as it was advertised earlier.
Roger's doing something.
And what is he doing?
Roger's showing us his bionic finger.
Roger's got like a...
Roger's the $6 man.
What's up, Roger?
How is the finger, Rog? Talk into the mic, Roger.
He said it's going.
No one can hear you,
Roger. Good. It's Roger's first time doing sound tonight. Ow! He looked like he knew what he was doing, so I think it'll be okay.
I could look like I knew what I was doing if I pretended to be a sound guy.
Yeah, if you just push the button.
Anyone can run sound.
What's your word on the Vikings?
That doesn't mean anything.
What's my word on the Vikings?
Yeah.
Go Vikings.
I'm thinking that my season tickets will be better next year.
You have season tickets?
Yes.
Where are you sitting?
Can I go to a game with you?
We're sitting like a Viking sideline in the corner, end zone. Not in the end zone, but in the corner.
Hey, Nate.
What?
Hey, Nate, that's your...
Are we done?
What? I can't hear you.
What?
We're wrapping it up. All right, it's the Rockin' Lay Dirty Frenchman.
I'll say 8-8.
Just so you know, Todd Reisenhauer has a
Tampa's going to win the Super Bowl.
Jean jacket vest on.
5.
And
four.
The rest of them are...
Coach and 6.
As usual.
Dirty French people.
In rare form. Rock and roll.
Phil's going to scratch Libby's pussy now. That's a real strength.
Oh, my God. Lee is banned from the show. We're done. Lee is banned.
Cat's got fever. I don't know what's going on. How come
his microphone's still on?
Something about scratching my pussy.